This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we've been getting a lot of baby ones.
We have.
And then I was like, trying to be careful because I was telling you, well, DZ, I'm worried because I don't want to trigger anyone with the baby stuff.
And you'll check in with me, which I do appreciate, and be like, hey, DZ, you know, we got this. Am I the jerk?
Is today an okay day?
I feel good. My stomach and body don't feel good,
okay. But
mentally, emotionally, like we feel okay. And honestly, I appreciate you checking in because, yeah, not a lot of people realize that. You know,
it can be a trigger.
My wife and I are still navigating the loss of our baby girl in pregnancy and whatnot. And yeah, it's a lot sometimes. Today feels okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do it then.
Let's get it.
This is Am I the Jerk for Vocalizing That I Wish I Wasn't Pregnant?
Yes. Next subject.
And I get why you immediately were like, yes, jerk, trigger.
That's why it's not a problem, because I've been decided. Jerk next.
Okay.
No, I'm listening.
So
here's
what she says. It's very short and sweet. She sent us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She said, my name is Leah. Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together going on 2 years. We currently have a 6-month-old, and I'm 3 months pregnant.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Irish twins.
Yep. While, yes, I said I would like our daughter to not be an only child and have siblings, I didn't necessarily want to get pregnant so soon.
Mm-hmm.
I will love this baby, of course. I said I regret getting pregnant, and now he says it's the most horrible thing I could have ever said. While visiting my parents for the weekend, he packed up all my stuff and sent me a picture of it in the garage. Whoa, slow
down.
How
did he escalate? Wait.
Relax, my guy.
Facts.
Am I the jerk for saying that about baby number two? Hold on. Okay.
That evolved really fast, dog.
She jumped to, he kicked me out. And I'm like, hold on. Can we just talk about you're allowed to have feelings? Like, you're allowed to feel one way or the other. You can't.
And express that to your partner.
Especially when you just had a baby 3 months ago and you find out you're pregnant again. Even though that's preventable, people. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you.
True.
It is what it is and it happened.
Right.
So now you've got to deal with it. And you don't have to pretend. If you're unhappy, you're allowed to say that and work through that and get to a place where you're happy.
But
that's what is not fair here.
He can't be pregnant for you, so he can't understand what your body's going through.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that.
He has no idea what she's going through.
There are greater risks getting pregnant back to back like that, to be completely honest with you, as far as health and safety goes. So, all that being said, I think it... Hold on. I got to think about really carefully how I say this.
That's what I mean. This is a very sensitive subject.
I think her expressing the fact that she wishes she wasn't pregnant wasn't her saying she's not going to love this baby. It was her saying, man, this really is taxing. It's a toll on the body. I'm tired, right? Like, I, having watched my wife be pregnant and us have deep conversations about this stuff, she is gassed 24/7 growing a human being.
And then afterwards, what you go through, even just the first few months after having a baby, what your body and your hormones and everything's coming down. So now she's ramping right back up to being pregnant again. Her hormones are going crazy on top of all the postpartum, and now she's right back in it again.
Yeah, and this, I mean, the baby's barely 6 months old. Mm-hmm. Like, this baby don't got maybe a tooth.
To have a 3 month old and get pregnant again, woo, I know it happens all the time, but man, I get why you'd be stressed out about that.
It's a back to back. And I get why you're stressed. Maybe he's stressed and he's feeling like he can't do much for you besides just watch you be pregnant, right? And now you're saying, man, I wish I wasn't pregnant. And he feels it because he's going, dang, I understand it, but how could you say something like that? He's worried about the baby, right? He's maybe going, well, I don't want you to be feeling this negative and growing a human inside of you. I'm thinking of what I would have thought had Aaron maybe said that to me, right? Because when we got pregnant with Danny, we weren't expecting to be pregnant so soon after Sammy. And they aren't Irish twins. We've got a 3 turning 4 and a 1 turning 2. They're spread up enough apart that people would have been like, oh, yeah, that's normal for a lot of couples. That wasn't in our cards. When we got pregnant, arguably, we weren't ready for that. We were like, oh, snap, what?
Yeah. But you figure it out and you deal with it.
You figure it out.
Right?
You deal with
it. This is what I'm saying. But to say she's not allowed as a woman, I get why she would have said, God, I wish I hadn't gotten pregnant this soon. Even though it makes you sound ungrateful for all the people that can't get pregnant or don't get pregnant or lose children like yourself. But at the end of the day, well, she can't be genuine to her true feelings. She's upset she got pregnant that quick. I think she's allowed to say it. I don't think she's a jerk for that. I think that the fact that I hear she said, I'm going to love this child.
Let me flip it.
Mm-hmm.
The father says, I wish you wouldn't have gotten pregnant
this soon. I would have been mad, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't...
In the same scenario, the baby's just 6 months old. You guys get pregnant again, and the dad goes, man, I wish we wouldn't have gotten pregnant this soon. We're not ready
like
for this.
Men do this all the time. And women, they just deal with it. You know what I mean? Or they don't say it.
Or they don't say it. You know, I think this would have been a clear-cut jerk had the father said this. But since it's the mother who's pregnant, who's growing the baby, saying, I wish I wouldn't have gotten pregnant, it's not the jerk immediately. The dad's a deadbeat
I don't think a dad would have been a deadbeat. I think a dad could say that, and I think it's just one of those... This is what I'm saying. It's one of those things you're not supposed to say out loud, even if you're feeling it, which isn't fair.
But you should be
able to. That we're not allowed to vocalize how we feel. If you're sad or upset or mad or whatever that you got pregnant after 3 months, you're allowed to say that. Doesn't mean you're not going to love your kids,
right? The dad overreacts. Oh, right. And in the male sense, too, if the dad were to say, I wish we wouldn't have gotten pregnant this early, you could assume that the father's going to love that child regardless. But we can't make that call, right? We don't know until the baby's actually here.
I can't see the text either. I'm sorry. It's making me crazy today. I know you can, DZ. I know we have a lot coming in. I'll look at them when we play a song. But 414-533-1037. That is the number you can text or you can call. She wants to know, her name's Leah. Is she the jerk for vocalizing that she wished she wasn't pregnant? She got pregnant with baby number 2 3 months after they had the first one. And she's like, it's not that I don't want more. I want my kid to have siblings. I just didn't want to get pregnant this quick. And now he said it's the most horrible thing I can ever say.
Someone says, not the jerk. It's okay for her to have her feelings on being pregnant. And it's exhausting. Also, Allie, sometimes people take precautions and still get pregnant. Most birth controls, though 99% effective, that 1% in 100 women will get pregnant on birth control. I personally got pregnant on an IUD. It happens all the time. Paige and Maguanago. We understand that.
I do understand that. I don't even care if it's not even relevant at this point if they were on birth control, because she wants to know if she's the jerk for saying that she didn't want to be pregnant. That's really, at this point, we can't change whether they use birth control or not, or whether it worked. I do understand. People get pregnant on birth control. Doesn't mean you can't use it and try. That's all I was saying, people.
Try a few things, I guess.
Everybody I know who gets pregnant this quick, though, after having a baby, no offense, DZ, since you're one of those people, goes, I didn't think we'd get pregnant. I'm like, we all know you can get pregnant right away.
Right.
That's where I get annoyed with people. But that's not even, has it nothing to do with this today.
No, it doesn't.
Am I the jerk for vocalizing I wish I wasn't pregnant? That's the question. We'll talk to you guys next.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we understand why this is triggering people today.
Yeah.
Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for vocalizing she wished she wasn't pregnant with baby number 2. She got pregnant when the first one was 3 months old. She's like, oh, geez. I don't want to be pregnant again. And the boyfriend moved her stuff out.
Bruh. Nobody wants to hear this, right? Nobody wants to hear on any side, oh, I wish I wasn't pregnant.
Mm-mm.
But then who wants to be pregnant all the time?
Nobody. Like, we want the baby. The being pregnant's not the fun part. It's exhausting. You're growing a human being. You can't. I mean, there's
hurts.
A lot of restrictions. It's just, it's a lot.
She's arguably about to be pregnant for the next 2 years straight. Two mm-hmm. and a half years straight, mm-hmm. dog.
Yeah. Let's go to Leah in Greenfield. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Leah. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning. All right. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for vocalizing that she wished she wasn't pregnant.
Different Leah.
Different Leah.
Yeah, no, different Leah. Different. I already got my two.
Touche.
Well,
no, she's not the jerk. The boy, your real feelings. Like, it's not fun being pregnant in the first place, let alone being pregnant back to back in all the different weather. Summertime pregnancy, not fun.
A summertime pregnancy would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot on your body, and it's a lot mentally and hormonally, too. Those are the things we go through silently.
She's not even done, really, with her postpartum yet.
And women don't even talk about that as much as we should, the postpartum stuff, because for years we didn't know what it was. You know, we just knew we were, like, unhappy after babies, and nobody, we've come so far, you know.
And we even don't understand it completely yet, right?
Well, and that's the other thing. She could still be in postpartum, so you got to give her a break for saying some of these things.
True.
Chill out.
Yeah.
She has no sleep. She's got a 6-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
They're up all night. And now they're like, hey, guess what? You don't get a break. It's starting all over again. Well,
and I know I might get, you know, yelled at for saying this, but she's got more leeway than he does. Because I'm sure he's tired, too. They also got a 6-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
He's also frustrated and feeling some type of way about her saying she doesn't want to be pregnant. But you're not the one pregnant, big dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, you got to man up on this one. And I know we're talking about a lot of equality.
Let her vent.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Let her express it.
That's what I'm getting at.
Had you expressed it, this would have been a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one growing the human. She can say how taxing and how much it sucks because it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know what? You're hired for the women's side. We hire you. Yes, what DZ said. We stand with you.
I'll apply.
All right, Leah, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Awesome. No problem. You too, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Let's pull up Chris in Greenfield. He doesn't have a theme song, but we keep hearing him here and there. So we're going to start counting his days. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. She vocalized she didn't want to be pregnant. What do you think? Jerk?
You guys took the words right out of my mouth. She is not the jerk.
All right.
And I'm going to have to agree with y'all and wifey. Like I said, y'all took the words right out of my mouth. Because simply from, like, the female standpoint.
Yeah.
We don't have the same hormones that you guys go through. Postpartum is its own thing,
mm-hmm.
like that we don't understand. So for the guy, he should definitely be way more understanding.
He's a chill out.
He's being a bit dramatic. He seems like he's the one that got some more of the hormones in this situation because, I don't know.
Oh, my God, yes.
He definitely overreacted.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, how you said, DZ, it's definitely stressful for us guys, too, but females definitely have a side of it that us males will never understand.
He is being dramatic, isn't he, Chris?
He's being a little, is he postpartum? Like, and I know that there's been a lot more recent studies about postpartum in men, but we don't go through the same chemical change that women do.
No,
our postpartum is different.
Well, and to move his stuff, move her stuff out? Move her stuff out, like, yeah, now, what was the point of moving her stuff out? You're about to have a second baby with her. That makes you a man? Like,
come on.
I was going to say, you kicked your baby out on top of that. It wasn't just her you kicked out. You kicked out your
Chris.
The more I think about this, I hate this guy. You know what, Leah? Not the jerk.
We all in agreement here. Snaps for the squad.
Now that the dudes are with me, I'm like, yeah, another thing.
Chris, we appreciate you, man.
Sure. All right, Chris. Bye.
Yeah, talk to you later, man. Day 3 or 4, something
yep,
like that.
Yep. Gabby's in Kenosha, last but not least. Let's talk to her. Hi, Gabby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Talk to us.
So everybody said not the jerk for vocalizing she wishes she wasn't pregnant with baby number 2, but we knew this would trigger some people.
But what are you bringing to the party?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going not the jerk, and this is coming from a mom who has lost a baby and who's 4 months postpartum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Please.
So for me, like, one, let me start out. Thank you for doing the triggers on this might trigger some people, because yes, there are times where it does trigger. But the fact that she hasn't, it takes over a year for your body to fully heal after giving birth.
Yeah.
So, of course, she's not excited. Who would be? Your body is not even recovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many complications that come from having babies back to back like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trust us. We understand all too well.
You're already tired, and now you're going to be double tired because you're tired from getting up in the middle of the night. Now you're tired from being pregnant, so you add those two together.
Well, and let's even just say, depending on how you had the baby, C-section, VBAC, whatever.
Especially that, yep.
It makes a huge difference how long the body heals and when it's technically considered medically safe to have another child.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, like, I'm sure the dad's like, oh, like, when moms say, like, oh, I'm not that thrilled or I'm not that happy to be having my child next, like, right away, it's not always, the mother instinct's going to kick in. Mm-hmm. It always does.
Mm-hmm.
But the dads do feel a type of way. And I get that. I get that you're probably like, oh, man, she resents me for this.
We're helpless. And then we feel like we're at fault. Like, you're right. I think there's some level of resentment where he's going, well, see, now this is my fault, right? Like, now I did this to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, dang.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Dang. Yeah,
there's so going to be some resentment. Yeah. But at the same time, like they just said, you just kicked your girl out. You just kicked your baby out. That's not going to help with the postpartum.
No, it's not going to make her any better.
Ding, ding, dong.
He's not being supportive. All. She's stressed out because she's pregnant again. She vocalized it, trying to vent. She said in the message to us, I'm going to love this baby. I'm going to take care of it. Yes, I want my kid to have a sibling. I just didn't want to get pregnant when the first one was 3 months old. That was all.
He should have gone into comfort mode.
And who's judging that? Even as someone who lost a child, like Gabby, who said on the phone, she can relate to getting pregnant 3 months after. Is like, whoa. You know?
Right. I mean, my man should have gone into comforting mode. He went into straight defense mode.
There you go.
He went into, got mad at that. So he overreacted big mad. He should have been like, no, baby, this is going to be fine. I'm going to do whatever I need to do for you. Why don't you lay down? Maybe you just feeling some type of way. Right? He should have gone into, I'm going to take care of you. Not what is going on.
He
now
made
it's
it
my
about
fault.
Him, and she just needed some comfort probably.
Bong.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, we brought it around. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
It worked out, Gabby. Thank you for calling and being vulnerable and being open with us.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye.
Not the jerk. You're deep allowed to say you didn't want to be pregnant. Deep breath.
In. Out. Okay.